Asbjørn auf Lux FM mit The Love You Have in You, 15:38 und ich begrüße den Mann, der aus Dänemark kommt und heute Abend im Bang Bang spielen wird. Er ist hier, um mir noch ein bisschen mehr zu erzählen über seine Songserie Pseudo Visions, die er ja komplett beratungsresistent im Prinzip selbst veröffentlicht und auch vervollständigt. Wir werden auch über die Videos zu den bisher veröffentlichten Stücken reden, denn auch diese bilden sowas wie ein Gesamtkunstwerk. Wir versuchen rauszufinden, ob es Menschen in seinem Umfeld gibt, die ihn bei künstlerischen Entscheidungen unterstützen. Wir sprechen über Frauen- und Männerbilder bzw. Images in der Popmusik. Wir sprechen über Berlin als Wahlheimat und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal welcome back to Flux FM, Asbjørn.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I just got home from the Danish tour.
Okay.
Home to Berlin, because now I live here, you know. That's the change since last time.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, it was December 2013.
Yeah.
You were still based in Aarhus, I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you decided to move to Berlin. That's so nice.
Yeah.
How has the city treated you since then?
Very, very well.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. It's everything I expected and more.
Cool. Yeah. And has living in Berlin already affected your way of working, maybe?
Yeah, it has. Actually, I have produced the last song for the Pseudo Visions album in my living room in Kreuzberg. That was sort of very much about the whole transition, and I felt like this album has been a story towards this move.
Uh-huh.
So it fits perfectly that the last song is sort of dedicated to Berlin.
Okay, but this song is not released yet,
nope.
Right? Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
So we have another reason to look forward to the final Pseudo Visions LP, which is going to be the result of the whole thing, right?
Exactly.
Cool. What was the idea, once again, for the people who haven't realized what you're doing? Mm-hmm. What was the idea of putting out songs in always four songs at a time, and what was the idea behind doing chapters of an album before finally releasing the album?
Basically, it was to avoid the like restlessness feeling of being in the studio for such a long time when you make a record. And then all of a sudden, you're standing there with all your great expectations, and rarely all of these things will happen.
Yeah.
So, of course, there'll be some sort of bummer after a record.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create a lifestyle for myself that enabled me to be creative all the time.
Yeah.
So I could be less dependent on hype and, the idea of success in itself.
And I think it's a quite modern way to put out records, because so many artists that I talk to, they think that the EP is a much more modern format because the time that you spend on art is getting shorter and shorter. So maybe it's cool to give the people a smaller portion of your art. But I think at the same time, it's a brilliant way to give the exact same amount of feeling to each song, and maybe the audience will love each song more in the end because you gave them those small portions than
that's also a part of it.
LP, right?
That's a part of it. Yeah, on an LP, there's so many songs that sort of don't get the appreciation that I think that they deserve. This was a way of making all of the songs equal.
Yeah.
But you know, every artist right now is sort of testing the formats and how to release stuff. And it's a super exciting thing to be a part of right now. I really think it, like, we might have some challenges industry-wise these days, but we're also a part of a revolutionary time where artists take a lot of responsibility for their own career.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes it really, really exciting to be a part of the music business.
I don't think that the artist has ever been closer to his listener than it is right now. It's basically, there's not a wall of industry between you and the listener.
Nah.
It's just you, and then you can decide how close you want the listener to have.
Exactly, and that's also why all of the record labels are totally freaking out,
mm-hmm.
and why the deals are getting more and more horrible, because they're totally lacking the control.
Yeah.
We can do everything we want.
Yeah, but I mean, those record company guys, they don't even have pseudo visions, you know, they don't have any vision at all. They really, most of them are trying to do things the way they've done them before, and they're trying to keep that process alive, which is not possible, I think.
No, you know, and I'm actually surprised how freaked the labels have been with my project.
Yeah.
Because like, it's no secret that I am not at all a part of the mainstream yet.
Yeah.
But I think they sort of, you know, they just got scared and ran away, most of them. And I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And it sort of makes me feel like I'm on the right path.
Yeah, totally. Weirdly. Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, actually, they've given away a chance to get in touch with an artist who has a vision or an idea of how to bring out his music in the future. Mm. Maybe that artist, even though he's not part of the mainstream yet, could have explained something to them as a label. But, I mean, that's... I think if you're scared and reacting to something, it's never a real wise reaction, you know?
Yeah.
It's the fear that is the mind killer, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
In an interview with you, I've read that female pop stars were a much bigger influence on you as a kid and as a young musician than male pop stars. What was wrong with the male pop stars of the last decade, maybe?
They were totally boring. So super boring. No, seriously. No, but basically growing up, I just couldn't like reflect in the male ideal that the mainstream pop offered me.
Yeah.
It was like all of these really great male pop stars existed in the decade before, or you know, so I looked at the women instead, at Madonna and Beyonce and, you know, all of these women who really changed the idea of what sexuality is and how sexuality is connected to your gender.
Yeah.
Because that can be very different things.
Yeah. And then they kind of like expanded the role of a female in the whole world, kind of, right?
Exactly.
And in comparison to the men making music, nothing happened there, right? Yeah. They were just like, I'm a man from the rock and roll business, and here's my
exactly.
new song.
Either that, or you know, the typical rapper, or and everything, you know, and they are just as masculine.
Yeah.
And I think that their presence is super, but I would love to see the men step up in the mainstream and actually create that opposite, that alternative icon for all of the young boys who, like me, couldn't see themselves in the apparent.
And it would be a chance, I think, for so many male musicians as well to think about their masculine ideals once again and maybe let their feminine sides slip into their art, because it will definitely lead to a more interesting music in the end as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's funny because just like among people, among young boys and everything, you know, sexuality is free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's super strange that pop culture hasn't catched up on that vibe, because youth culture is totally doing it.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
It's so free to be a dude generally.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's another thing that maybe some of the label guys have not realized yet, and they're not signing the right artists. And that's a cool thing about people like you who just do their stuff independently and who do not care too much about the fact if there's a label supporting you in the end. It's more about your music. You have to put that out, and maybe labels will get a bit wiser and realize that the way people are talking and thinking about sexuality nowadays doesn't have to do with the classical roles anymore necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Before we talk a bit more and before we wait some tickets for tonight's show, let's listen to another song. Yes, von der Pseudovisions Chapter 1 EP of Malmonia, Asbjørn auf Lux FM. Asbjørn nochmal mit Munia auf Flux FM von der Pseudovisions EP Number 1, Chapter 1 habe ich das nochmal abgespielt. Wir haben schon geredet über männliche und auch weibliche Ideale bzw. Bilder und Images in der Popmusik. Wir haben ein bisschen gesprochen über Berlin und den Einfluss von Berlin auf seine aktuelle Arbeit. Er hat auch schon einen neuen Song geschrieben hier in Berlin, der dann auf der Pseudovisions LP irgendwann drauf sein wird. Do you know when you're gonna be finished with the whole thing?
Is there a date? It's gonna come in the beginning of the new year.
Oh yeah. Oh cool, I didn't even know that. So we're looking forward to January, February 2015.
That's something like that.
When the new LP of Asbjørn is gonna come out. I can imagine that it must be super nice to work as individually as you do. You're thinking about your own music. You're putting the music out in your own pace. You don't have too much pressure by label people upon you. But don't you need sometimes something like a partner in crime to work as a mirror to reflect on the music with you? Because I can't imagine that this can be done by oneself. You can make music, but you can't really decide if it's been done well or not.
Totally, everybody needs that mirror, and I have that. It's not DIY, it's totally DIT, do it together.
Cool.
I have several people, you know. I've been producing with Jonas Strandberg.
Yeah, from the first record, right?
Yeah, from the first record, exactly. And we've produced Pseudovisions as well, except the last song that I produced myself here in Berlin. Then I have my own label, Body of Work, with my manager. Mm-hmm. So we're communicating about everything as well. And then on the video side, I've been working with the same video collective, Power Clap, since I actually Strange Years that video.
Cool.
From the old record. And then we got this insane idea to do a shitload of videos and release them one by one.
Yeah, and then they still refer to each other. That's the craziest part of it, right?
Yeah.
But that sounds nice to me. It sounds as if you have built up your own little musical family just around you and with people that you can trust.
Yeah, like I'm living with my graphic designer, Sile, who I actually met at... did I meet her at the last show when I was... Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In December 2013, you were here the last time.
Yeah.
And then you met your flatmate.
It's all a bit blurry, I gotta admit, but at least we did meet here in Berlin at one of my shows. And then, everybody I work with are my dear friends as well. It is a little family, definitely.
Cool. When you've done the first album, you spent months and months in the studio, and that's what you wanted to avoid with this one.
Yeah.
But still, I want to know, is making the Pseudovisions EPs and then the LP, or has that been easier or harder on you than working on the first album?
Both, I guess, because with Pseudovisions, I've been doing so many different things at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, my mind has nearly exploded so many times because I've got a lot of new layers in my way of thinking music because of the whole visual dimension to it. So, you know, I've been I've been jumping from writing the songs to producing them to making the videos, creating the whole concept and releasing it and touring at the same time. So, you know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also a creative flow. Which is way more natural to me than spending so much time alone. Like I spent 2 years in the studio with Sunken Ships, my first record. I was a freak when I got out of there.
I can imagine that.
My mind was blank, and it was so weird doing that transition from being so introvert and then to, you know, being super out there with the music.
Sure.
So I think this is a better lifestyle.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So I'm chill.
Yeah, and it sounds as if the plan has worked, and that's a nice thing as well. Tonight's show, heute Abend wird er spielen, Asbjørn im Bang Bang Club. Und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Wir haben noch ein paar Tickets übrig für Asbjørn heute Abend im Bang Bang Club. Es handelt sich um den neuen Bang Bang Club am Mehringdamm.
Mhm.
Übrigens ganz, ganz schön in den ehemaligen Räumlichkeiten des Schwutz. Das ist toll. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, wie gesagt, der ruft an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück. Thank you, Asbjørn, for visiting us again.
Thank you so much.
And please send us a copy of your LP as soon as it's done. We're keen on listening to the new song that you've done in Berlin.
So many of my songs, of course, I'm going to send it.
Okay, thank you. Have fun at tonight's show and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.